Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, live from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, the site of the Kamala Harris and Tim Walz rally, the first one together here in the Badger State. It is Wednesday, the 7th of August, 2024. It's been that kind of a day, folks. Mr. Zomers, what is it?
Pump day.
Thank God the camel worked. Of all the damn things that could actually work on this show today and this network, the camel. You see, James, I got James Kelly right here next to me, our great news reporter from Eau Claire. James, the camel works.
Thankfully, I'm a big fan of that drop.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. It is great to be here. And despite some of our the people who normally watch on the stream, we're not able to give you the camera today. And standing by in our studios, the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, with Mr. Zomers, the one, the only. He joins us every Tuesday for Tuesday Tangents, Mr. Luke Mathers, our safety net here on this high wire act. And believe me, Luke, we're going to need you. So thank you for being here.
Hey, I'm just here to break glass in case of emergency situations, Todd. Glad to be with you.
Well, as long as it's good to be with you. And also, I hear tell that joining us in his usual Wednesday time slot, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, a former Republican like myself, Trigby Olson. Trigby, A, are you there? And B, where in the world are you?
I am back in Arlington, Virginia, Todd. And
fantastic.
Yep, I am back. So.
Well, good. I'm glad. Hey, I knew you were gone. You were with your family overseas a little bit. You saw Taylor Swift. How was that quickly?
It's an extravaganza, Todd. I'll tell you what. Not my music, but it was a lot. She sang for like 3.5 hours.
Holy buckets.
That said, it wasn't GNR and Motley Crue in 89, though.
But what a great girl dad you are. We are here to talk about one girl dad in particular, and that is the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, who was, of course, announced yesterday as the running mate for Vice President Kamala Harris. They had their big kickoff yesterday in Philadelphia. They're on their way here to Eau Claire, Wisconsin today, here in the Chippewa Valley. It's a beautiful day here. Somewhere roving around the circus, our very own Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio. But he's a popular guy, you understand. He's signing autographs, he's kissing babies, he's shaking ladies. No, I'm not sure what he's doing, but he's around.
He knows everybody. He knows everybody here.
Pat Kreitlow knows everybody. You're exactly right. And so before we get to, well, Trey, you pop at any time. We can't see you, so you have to go by audio cues only. It's like old school radio, James.
It is.
1987 when Todd, we didn't have, right? We didn't, when Trigby and I have a certain age, and I started in 87, we didn't have all this fancy StreamYard stuff. We just had, audio. So that's what we got to go by today.
Analog.
Yes. I'm an analog guy living in a digital world. Thank you, Trigby Olson. James, and by the way, a huge shout out to James, because I had a lot of equipment to bring in here this morning, and James ended up being here and helping me bring all this in, which was fantastic. So we really appreciate it all back. I'm not sure what's going on. There's something going on. A woman is screaming at me, which, of course, wouldn't be the first time. String me. I only wish you were here.
It's a chaotic day out here.
And you've done all. You actually set up presidential debates, and I only wish that you were here to give me your honest rating on this one, because the logistics are a little suspect. I'm telling you that.
It might be one of those spur of the moment kind of things. You know,
like I think you're absolutely right about that.
I suspect this one was coming together fast. And hot.
Fast and furious. Yeah. And hot. But thank you, James. I really appreciate all your help. In all seriousness, this this broadcast what it is would not have gotten on the air without you. So thank you for being here, number one.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, it would have been tough to take all those bags through security.
Yes, it would have. James and I were talking, and for those who might not know, he's been on the program a couple of times when we've been up here in the Chippewa Valley. You do our news up here for the local station, WCFW, and we appreciate your great job. But give us the lay of the land, because I'm a big believer when we go, and Trayvon and I have traveled all over the state this summer. We're going to do another one, I think, in September. But I love hearing from people who live in these communities. What are people at the grocery store in Chippewa Falls? What are the people when you go to a restaurant in Eau Claire? What are you hearing are on people's minds these days?
Well, I'll tell you what, there is a lot of political energy out here right now, mostly because we have a very competitive primary in the Democratic 3rd Congressional District, and then we'll have a very competitive election in the general election between Derek Van Orden and whoever comes out of the primary for the Democrats. That's on a lot of people's minds right now because there are issues with healthcare access right now. Obviously, the HSHS closures are a few months down the road now, but we're still looking for that emergency funding from the Joint Finance Committee. We're still looking for a long-term plan for how we're going to replace that care for people. So that's definitely something a lot of people are focused in on, especially listening to the third CD forum a couple weeks ago. That was one of the main focuses. Other than that, you know, affordable housing is a big issue here as well. It's a growing area. Earlier this year, Eau Claire was named the 7th largest city in Wisconsin. So people move here, you got to live somewhere.
As it turns out.
Yeah.
I think this is fascinating, Trigby, because as you and I have traveled around the state, and James and I are talking about this today, the two things that you don't hear a lot about, I mean, once in a great while, but the two things that people are not coming up to our table when we broadcast or at restaurants or places, they're not talking about quote-unquote illegal immigration, and they're not talking about Palestine. They're talking about the issues, Trigby, that James just talked about.
Yeah, exactly, 100%. I mean, pocketbook issues, schools, you know, democracy more broadly, quite frankly. And to a degree, you know, events that are happening in the world. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff going on around the world, too. But yeah, that those are the kinds of things people want to talk about. They want to find common ground, too.
Yeah, they do want to find common ground, and that's why, and I'm so excited to get your take on this, Trigby. For those that might not be regular listeners, Trigby ran McConnell World, Mitch McConnell World for a while when he was in Republican politics, worked for the late, great Senator John McCain, and helped on democracy all over the world, and just amongst a few, you've done a lot of other political things too, Trigby. What is your take on this pick, Tim Walz, because this is not a name that you and I talked about when Harris became the nominee?
Yeah, you know, I think the pick has a lot of merit in that Tim Walz, you know, checks some boxes. What you're looking for with a vice presidential candidate is first and foremost making sure that they don't hurt the ticket, which the Trump campaign seems to have slipped on that one. And then, you know, what do they bring to the ticket? And they can bring geographical sway, they can bring ideological. It's interesting to me. I mean, in some ways, what Tim Walz brings to the pick is kind of a culturally folksiness that hopefully, you know, from the Harris campaign's perspective, hopefully can, you know, tip some voters in rural places, in places like Wisconsin, Michigan, maybe Pennsylvania to a degree as well, but particularly Michigan and Wisconsin.
Yeah, I thought. And again, here he is, our next door neighbor in Minnesota, and I knew a little bit about him. But the more I hear this guy talk, and we played a lot of cuts on this show yesterday, he says things like you and I talk about, what we hear from people, more importantly, what we hear from people. When Tim Walz says, look, you know, I'll take J.D. Vance on pheasant hunting anytime, and I'm a Second Amendment guy, but, you know, we also have to have reasonable laws to keep kids safe in schools when it comes to firearms. That's a position that most Wisconsinites, Trigby, could get behind.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think Tim Walz, we talk about this a lot, you know, how in Wisconsin we wish we had a little bit more cheerleading from that particular spot. I think Tim mm-hmm. Walz has been that, and I think that probably, you know, when you're looking at it from the perspectives of the Harris campaign, just the pure campaign side of it, that brings something to the table. Obviously, on social media, the thing that's making the rounds is him at the Minnesota State Fair and his daughter picking one ride, and then they go on one ride every year. I think that folksiness probably plays well.
Joining us here at the table, we are on location live just north of Eau Claire at the what used to be the old Country Jam Fairgrounds here, waiting Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States, and Tim Walz, Governor of Minnesota, going to be here in just a bit. But joining us at the table, Robert Pilot, the host of Native Roots Radio every evening here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Robert, we talked about this yesterday, and I want to get your take. First of all, good afternoon.
Hey, thanks.
Well, let me put your microphone on. That'll also be a good thing for Todd. Try that.
Well, my puppets didn't work. There's a puppet show? Oh, no, a radio show. Hey, hey, thanks for having me on. This is awesome. Can you feel the vibe here or what?
There's a vibe.
Yeah.
This is like, you're too young to know this young warrior here, but this is like an Obama vibe.
Really? Well, you were at some of those.
Yeah, yeah. My wife dragged me. I wasn't an Obama fan, and she dragged me to one of his speeches when he first ran, and it was like I became an Obama fan.
Wow.
Because we get energized from speeches, whether it's JFK, you know, people that can really speech and really speak and get us fired up, and I'm all about that. And yeah. Kamala's all there, and we know our governor is. And I got to tell you something about Governor Walz. I have a new producer in the last year, yeah. And then we do things around you know, political things in St. Paul.
And your show is in Minnesota and Wisconsin. That's what makes your show unique, but go ahead.
Right, yeah, and we get a big Facebook Live audience, and not so much YouTube, but Facebook Live. Mm. Last month, we got 500,000 people watching us.
Wow.
That is a lot.
Yeah,
I
don't know how that happened, but hey, so, you know, I got a new producer. Haley's been our producer for like a year and a few months, but we went to a rally, her and I, and, you know, covered it. And he came up and said, how are you doing, Robert Pilot? You know, how's your wife, Wendy? And that reminds me of what I just heard and we talked about before you went on live, was that he doesn't use a teleprompter.
Tim Walz.
He's got a great memory, and he's what you hear is what comes out of his mind.
Wow. Yeah. So we got about a minute left here before the first break, but you're saying that what you're seeing in on television right now is the real deal based on what you've seen in Minnesota.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what was exciting when him and the Lieutenant Governor Flanagan started their governors, they did it at the Indian Center in Minneapolis when they announced that they were running for governor and lieutenant governor as a team at the Indian Center. And we all know that Walz's first job as a teacher was at Pine Ridge Reservation. So he's down with us natives, and we like to go to him.
I like that. I like that a lot. Great to have you stop by, Robert Pilot, every evening from 8 until 9 or 9 until 10. You can come back after the break. You don't have to go anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Stick around if you got time.
Hey, we're all over Turtle Island. Just look for us on AM 950 Native Roots Radio or all your civic media needs.
It may lead, and having fun doing it. We are back here live on location at the old Country Jam Festival grounds north of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, at the Harris and Walz rally. Getting ready. The crowd is filling in nicely. We are outdoors in this setting. It's a beautiful day here in north central Wisconsin as the sun is out, just a few wispy clouds in the air, otherwise blue skies. Not too warm, but it's a little breeze. Humidity has broken a little bit. We are live here on location with our friends here at the table, James Kelly, the Eau Claire news reporter and anchor at WCFW, our civic media station here in the Chippewa Valley. Also, Robert Pilot, the host of Native Roots Radio, every evening on civic media across the network as well. Joining us via StreamYard, we have Trigvi Olson, former Republican like myself, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joining us from our nation's capital. And Pat Kreitlow is going to be joining us here in a bit. He's, again, meeting and greeting. He's a popular dude.
wow, all these guests. You got, this is quality. I feel...
All I have to do, Robert, is just steer the ship. I mean, everybody else does the work.
I know the feeling.
I'm fortunate to have a great team around us. But let's get quickly, Robert. I want to finish up on this note because being a Native American, involved in the community, one of the cool, interesting things I thought or heard yesterday was that should Harris and Walz win, the lieutenant governor of Minnesota would take over and tell folks why that's so special.
Why is that so special? She right now is the highest ranking woman native in the world in the government, and she will be the first female governor in the United States. I think there was one in Alaska, male, but that's huge.
Yeah.
And that's huge. Unbelievable. You know, I could call up Peggy anytime and ask her to be on the show, and let me say lieutenant governor, because we don't call Governor Walz Tim.
Right.
So
right,
I got to get with the respect here. And now it's going to be hard, but that's good for us and the community and the Native community. And she's a doer. She's brilliant. And I can't wait. You know, that's what's going to happen. I've manifested all of this, by the way. I had a dream. No, I'm just kidding, guys.
I was all in.
I know I was about to give you guys your own name there. You got $50.
So tell us what this Robert Pilot, as someone who spent some time back in my old days working in the state Senate, my boss was on the State Tribal Relations Council.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity, really, and the blessing to go to so many different Native communities and learn and talk to people a second across Wisconsin about the special relationship that Native tribes have here in Wisconsin, Trigby and I go all around the state. We like to talk about what makes Wisconsin great. To me, it's our Native tribe heritage.
Absolutely. Just like Minnesota, Wisconsin has 11 recognized tribes. And I am a citizen of Ho-Chunk Nation and a proud, proud citizen. And we've been here for 10,000 years. So when I drive on 94 to get to Wisconsin, you know, I put my Packers hat on so people don't egg me. But when I get across the border, I see things like, you know, Mound Road and things like that. And those are ancient burial mounds. You have the all over Wisconsin, and a lot of them have been desecrated and taken away. Like the state capitol, there was many burial mounds, so hopefully us Natives are spooking out on some of these politicians that wear red. And you're wearing red today. No, that's maroon.
This maroon. All right. Maroon. It's maroon.
Yeah. I know. I had a beautiful ribbon shirt I was going to wear, and it was like red, and I went,
James Kelly, again, you do our news up here at WCFW in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls.
Nice.
Talk again a little bit about some of these kitchen table things that Trigby brought up. I know healthcare, one of the hospitals up here, Eau Claire, shut recently. Is that still a hot? If you had to say, what are the top two issues for the Chippewa Valley right now for voters, in your opinion, just living here, what would it be?
Healthcare is definitely number one, without a doubt, healthcare. Because, you know, we're still at least a couple years away from the new independent community hospital coming in, and we lost St. Joseph's and down in Sacred Heart in Eau Claire. That's two hospitals that were doing a lot of work around here, especially St. Joseph's and Chippewa Falls. You know, now when that hospital closed, local law enforcement agents came to us and said, we have to like go all the way down to Eau Claire now to do like a blood draw for a DUI. Like it's just, it adds a whole extra hassle to this. And now other organizations have tried to kind of expand their offerings in the area. We've had new clinics open up, which is great, but you really can't replace losing an emergency room without building a new emergency room.
Yep. No, that's absolutely true. Let's go quickly to the phone lines. Jack in Merrimack. I believe, Jack, you're on the line.
That rhymes.
I know, right?
Wow, you're a poet, too. I'm really blessed to be on this show.
Jack in Merrimack, quickly, sir, what do you got for us?
Well, first of all, I want to say I really do appreciate your bringing Robert Pilot on. He is absolutely great. I listen to that show almost every night. So thanks for that. Secondly, more to the point of the current politics, I've got a reasonable hope that the positive excitement surrounding this Harris-Walz campaign is going to move into the so-called independent voters. Like all of us, these guys have been, you know, these people have been, all of us have been bombarded by the repeated negativity of Trump and the MAGA rhinos, I mean Republicans, and for nearly a decade, things like, we have a terrible economy, the so-called illegals that are invading to push drugs, steal your jobs, et cetera. The crime rates are terrible, all that stuff, you know, flat-out lies in most cases. This incitement of fear and hatred and anger, it's got to be exhausting unless you're a total cultist. Hopefully the independents will get enough positivity from the Democratic campaign to realize there's real proposals to improve Americans' lives.
Well, thanks for the shout out. I just a big Pinagigi, thanks a lot. I just got to say, the young ones, all the money that's been up, Gen Z's kicking it in again, and they haven't seen anything like this in their lifetime, and we have with Obama. So, again, Pinagigi for listening to my show and giving me a great shout-out. Oh,
appreciate it. This is fantastic. Have a Robert on. This is just great. 855-752-4842. Let's go to quickly Tom in L.A. Tom, you got about a minute here. It's all yours. What say you?
All right, great. Tregby, I remember telling you a couple weeks ago about my dad down in Durand, Wisconsin, there about being the head football coach. He also was involved in Pete Adler. He was also involved in county board. He was also, a football coach for 30 years. And all I got to say is that it reminds me a lot of Coach Walt. And I think right now, being the football season starting out, we got head coach Harris, who's kind of like a Matt LaFleur, and we got an assistant coach who is a position coach, and Coach Walt. And they're going to bring us to the championship. We got our team put together now. Now we just have to block and tackle and get ready for the game, which means voting and registering to vote, checking your voter registration, voting no next week on the two propositions that are in Wisconsin. And please watch Coach Harris today, because she'll talk about child care, health care, taxing the billionaires, rent issues, LGBTQ plus issues, everything that is inclusive to everybody.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Tom in LA. About 30 seconds left. What do you say?
I don't know what to say, Todd. I think you're getting to see something pretty exciting, though.
It's exciting. We got Packer hats here. It looks fantastic. People are fired up. The music's fantastic. It's going to be a great day here at the Harris and Wall event. And Coach Walls, high school Coach Walls, took his team from no wins, and 3 years later, the state champions of Minnesota. Come back, Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, and James Kelly here at the table. We're live on location in Eau Claire. It's the Todd O'Ball Show for a Wednesday on this.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show. Todd has himself muted right now, but he is joined, as you know, by this song by Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio, who we'll hopefully hear from very soon.
Yes, and we got an excellent edition of the Todd Allbaugh Show here. Luke Mathers reporting live from the Civic Media headquarters. We've got Todd Allbaugh on location. Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joining us as well from the East Coast. And we have
Luke,
the...
So Pat comes on and Todd goes radio silent.
I don't know exactly what happened there, Trigby, but yeah, it seems that that may be the case. Mr. Kreitlow might have accidentally pushed the button as we...
Conspiracy theories could reign right here.
Wow. All right, can you hear us
now? Here we go. We got them back.
Now
Mr.
He's
Kreitlow
back.
Live from north of Eau Claire, where... President Harris and her vice presidential nominee, Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, will be speaking live this afternoon. Todd, take it away.
Thank you, Luke. I appreciate you. Holding out the fort as the gremlins and maybe even my feet continue to haunt me today. Welcome back, everybody, here at the table. Get my voice down a little bit. The program. We have a host of Up North.
All right, Todd, it sounds like we may be having a little of a technical connection problem, but Trigby, we've got Pat.
Boo.
Now we're here. Okay, let's see if we got you. Pat and Todd.
Boo.
Basically, our hands are off the table here. We're just riding waves. Waves of a signal. Apparently somebody's downloading YouTube videos in the crowd out here, and so we're at their tender mercies.
It's one of those days, but gentlemen, we appreciate your work. Can you hear us now, by the way?
Yes, you're coming through loud and clear, Todd. Take it away.
fantastic.
Talk really fast, Todd. Talk fast.
We got Pat Kreitel of Up North News Radio. We got James Kelly, Eau Claire news reporter at WCFW here in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. We got Trigby Olson, Lincoln Project out in D.C. We got Luke Mathers back at the old home station, high atop State Street off the block off the Capitol Square. Pat, thank you for being here today. Thanks for helping us out. A beautiful day here in Eau Claire.
Gorgeous.
You can't get better than this in northern Wisconsin, can you?
No, you really can't. Everybody's in a great mood. 75 degrees and sunny. And now they're all getting set to hear Sarah Godlewski, who's an Eau Claire area native, as she takes the stage as part of what I'm going to assume is going to be one of the longest pregames any of these folks have been to.
Yeah.
Because we've got to go through all the speeches. Then we've got music by Bon Iver. And eventually we'll be hearing from the vice president and the vice presidential nominee. But I'm really happy about this turnout. And they're still coming in. There's people that have been waiting for well over an hour to get into the grounds.
Yeah, there's long lines. You know, James, some of the people you had outside were showing the video of that. I mean, it's a long line.
Oh, yeah. And even I was out here at, 8:30 in the morning? Mm-hmm. People stacked up all the way down to where I had to park. Just unbelievable energy out there.
And yet, conversely, at the J.D. Vance event in Eau Claire, I believe our Melissa Kay was going to be covering that.
Yes.
And they said no, even though she got all registered and everything.
Really?
They were not letting some people in. So... We know who's got the better organized event over here.
Apparently there was a long line outside the Vance event as well. Steinhoffels was apparently delivering a long Steinhoffels delivery line.
No.
So we're not sure what that means.
The guy messes up the definition of sectional one time and suddenly he's branded.
Olson, again, a guy who's written political speeches, has coordinated political events. What do you think of this kickoff yesterday in Philadelphia? I just thought somebody said this. I would credit them by name, but it was somebody on CNN, I think, that said after you watched that event yesterday with Josh Shapiro's kind of warming up the crowd, and then you heard Kamala Harris, and then you heard Tim Walz, the comment was, Shapiro is very comfortable being the number one guy, and Walz seems very comfortable being the number two guy. Was that your sense in watching those speeches?
Yeah, I think that's true. I sometimes think the transition to running mate for governors is hard, and cabinet secretary too, in the sense that when you're the governor of the state, in theory, you can wake up every day and say, what am I going to do to make the state better today, right? And then you go about making it happen. Whereas, you know, you're the VP nominee, you're now part of a campaign, your aides have aides, so it's just a different thing. And some people are better suited to it than others. I think the military background and the teaching background might be more valuable for Walz in terms of what he's going to be navigating internally, probably, than the governor stuff, which is what matters politically.
I'm watching the speech yesterday by Tim Walz, and I thought of one of our mutual late great friends, Morris Andrews, who was the head of WEAC, the Wisconsin Education Teachers Union, for so very many years, helped change education for the better of this state. I don't know who would have been more pleased yesterday had he been with us than Morris Andrews, watching a former high school social studies teacher being named the vice presidential pick by Kamala Harris. Because as we know, Trigby, schools, our public schools, are our communities in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, they're the cornerstone, and that would be true in Minnesota too, right? Like, you know, across the Midwest, schools are the center of the town, small rural communities. I think, you know, Governor Walz probably, as a VP pick, is going to be spending a lot of time in places like Eau Claire, making the case, and probably talking to people like we did, you know, Jim Schmidt and Mike Johnson, you know, school people. That's going to be central to the campaign.
We are awaiting the comments of Tim Walz, Governor of Minnesota, now the VP Democratic pick on Democrat side, and also, of course, Vice President Kamala Harris. She is now the official Democratic nominee for President of the United States as the votes came in. And it's kind of like the NFL draft, Pat Kreitel. The final votes came in, and the selection was...
they came in, and interestingly enough, there are two Rice Lake connections in the news today. Jason Ray has been a longtime Democratic Party of Wisconsin activist and leader, and he's worked for the Democratic National Committee, and he is the clerk for the Democratic National Convention.
Wow.
And so he essentially had the job of tabulating the votes. And he put up a post last night, I believe it was, talking about the Rice Lake energy in the news between him and Kenny Bednarik on the Olympic team, nice. The Olympic sprinter. Rice Lake is very well represented in the headlines today. And in his case, it's making sure that, yes, in fact, the Democratic Party has a nominee.
You know this area better than anybody else. You've lived here a long time. You're a news anchor here in the Chippewa Valley. You represented the area in the Wisconsin State Senate. Tell, we asked James this earlier. In your opinion, Pat, somebody has a pulse on this, somebody who lives there, your wife is involved in the community. She's a doctor. She's a physician. What do you think that folks in Chippewa Valley, A, are really interested in? One or two big issues. And what does a visit like this mean to voters come November?
Yeah, the answer to your first question is solutions. People here are very practical, all throughout Wisconsin, not just here, but they're very practical. Like, we have solutions, or we have problems, we have crises, we have challenges. What are you doing about it? And frankly, the right-wing ascendancy, you know, here the past decade or so has been people just griping about problems or promising solutions and then not delivering. And after years of not delivering, you now have people see that what the Biden administration has done so far and what Kamala Harris would continue to do. They see a successful governor in Tim Walz and obviously the passing of the generational torch as well. So it's about solutions. And then the presence here is, again, I think this is a Midwestern thing writ large. They want to know that they're seen. They want to know that you've cared enough to make the trip, to make the effort. So this is not the last time that you're going to see either one of these two. Obviously, they're going to split up now and do all their rallies separately by and large after this trip. But I think it's a pretty safe prediction that you're going to see both of them here as Governor Evers takes the stage to no doubt say wonderful things about his colleague from across the St. Croix.
Holy mackerel. You've even got a tie.
Holy mackerel.
It's crazy. Yes, Governor Evers taking the stage. And the great part is when Kamala Harris was in the and when Ryan Fischigott was going to be the apparent
Trigvi, sounds like we're getting a little bit of a tougher connection from Mr. Alba there, live on location in Eau Claire through the feed. But as we've just heard Pat Kreitlow say with Todd there on location, Governor Evers taking the stage soon. It sounds like we are going to be...
All right.
Mr. Alba, we got you now. We
Todd,
got
are you back?
All right. See the wind? When the wind is blowing just right.
Pat,
here,
I told you to hold the antenna just right. Come on, Pat.
I have been trying the whole time that you thought we were off air. I was like, okay, lift your left leg this way. Nope, move your right arm over here. I know from all those years adjusting the rabbit ears on our TV set.
You'll find Toddy at about 5 o'clock. Water Street tonight, folks.
It's a very delicate setup we have out here today.
My money's on 405.
Thank you.
Do you? Yeah.
Let's give this a try. I want to ask Pat, last Trigvi. You guys talked about at the top of the show for the third prime Cook and Katrina. A little bit nasty. I don't want to get too far down into that. But here's my theory, Pat, then Trigvi. My feeling is, if Kamala Harris and Tim Walz keep doing this, showing up in Western Wisconsin, and if Tammy Baldwin keeps just burning down the house, being one of the best, if not the best campaigner in Wisconsin, and spends time in Western Wisconsin, it may not matter who wins the Democratic primary. I think that's going to excite the base to take Derek Van Orten out. Agree or disagree?
No, I fully agree, and I got as much confirmation from William Garcia a few minutes ago, the chair of the 3rd Congressional District Democratic Party and the chair of the La Crosse County Democratic Party. Interviewed him a few minutes ago here. And again, the things that are currently causing a dispute between Katrina Shanklin and Beck Cook, these are internal party matters. Oh, you're too moderate. No, you're not moderate enough. None of that's going to matter in a general election. Derek Van Orten and Republicans may try to make political hay out of it. It doesn't matter to most folks. Again, they want to know about the issues they talk about at their kitchen table. Yeah. And so, yes, this primary, while it has become spirited, shall we say, it you know, eight days from now, 7 days from now, isn't going to matter a bit. All the focus goes back on Derek Van Orden and Donald Trump and whether their records deserve another shot by voters.
Trigvi Olson, you grew up in the area from River Falls. You've won congressional campaigns with Jim Harsdorf for the 3rd Congressional District. What say you? Is it just Democrats at the top of the ticket focusing on this part? Is that enough to take out Derek Van Orden? What do you think?
Well, I think Derek Van Orden's going to have a real race. I think Pat hits nail on the head. And honestly, sometimes a strong primary actually works to the advantage of the candidate who gets through. And I think running against someone like Derek Van Orden, that certainly would be the case. You know, there's a benefit to that. You know, the race is going to come down in many ways, I think, to western Wisconsin. I've said this before, you know, go right up I-94, counties to the west, and then across on 29. And so, you know, that will impact that race in the 3rd District. The key thing will be for the candidates to get those, you know, right-of-center voters who are saying, I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump, to recognize that Derek Van Orden is cut from the same cloth and was there on January 6th.
Yeah, I absolutely. Pat Craig, go ahead.
No, I was going to make room for the celebrity. We got an actual journalist, you know, who's in here now.
Trigvi, but joining us at the table, taking the headset from James, John Nichols, renowned columnist, just a great journalist, great author, and we're happy to have him. To you, but just in 30 seconds before the break, what do you think of the turnout so far?
It's like a county fair.
Yeah.
Right? And people are having to park in, and you guys will understand this because you're good Wisconsinites. People are having to park, you know, on tracks that have too much water.
Yes.
And then we're going to have the tractors out later to pull cars out.
The thing is, these are tractors that are on the other side of Altoona. They're parking in Elk Mound.
No, this is, I know people who waited an hour and a half in line.
Wow, incredible.
An hour and a half. So this is real.
Come back, we're going to get John Nichols' take on the progressive side of this. What's the take there? What's his prognostication moving forward in November? You're not going to want to miss it. We're live on location in Eau Claire, Wisconsin at the Harris Walls Rally right here for a Wednesday on the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, just north of Eau Claire, the old Country Fest Jamboree. Is that what it was called, Pat?
It's the Country Jam Grounds in the Eau Claire Thank Event you. District.
Thank you. See, you need a real Chippewa Valley person here to get it right for us. We're here outside. It's a beautiful day in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. We're joined by Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, every morning from 6 until 8 here at the table. Governor Tony Evers just got done speaking here as we await Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And joining us via StreamYard from our nation's capital, Trigvi Olson, now senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, and we're honored to be joined here at the table on location in Eau Claire with John Nichols, a longtime writer for the Capital Times, the Progressive. He's an author in his own right. But John, if you don't mind, the best part about you, you're just a cool dude.
Oh, hey. That's only because we hung out in the Capitol during the uprising and when you were being forced out of the Republican Party. But it's good to be with you. And I have only one question. It's a big one here. And by the way, Tammy Baldwin's coming on, so
All
if
right,
you want to break away to
that,
that's good. But one question for you, and that is, did Blue Oyster Cult ever play here?
Ooh.
Well, nicely.
The answer to that is yes. The answer is yes.
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 I got to say, the likelihood, I'm thinking Blue Oyster Cult. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking probably
Foghat
89.
Foghat Wood, of course.
Yep. Winger.
I'm going to also Winger. Say Marshall Tucker. Say Marshall Tucker.
Winger.
Oh, Marshall,
Marshall
Tucker.
Tucker was here at some time.
Yep. Winger.
Winger. Winger and Night Ranger.
Night Ranger would be good. I'm thinking also the Lynyrd Skynyrd spinoff band Van Zandt was probably here. I mean, if you want to get serious about this stuff, I mean, stop fooling around and talk about what actually happens.
Do you realize how many people are here actually to hear Bon Iver and they have no idea of these other bands? we're talking about.
Exactly right.
I actually did talk to people. Their whole office closed down because they're all Bon Iver fans.
Yeah.
Really?
And they already liked Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, but they're like, hey, free concert from Bon Iver?
And this is the Bon Iver thing too, right?
Right.
You know, I know this from being the sophisticated father of a 20-year-old, that Bon Iver is actually skews Taylor Swift.
Really?
And well, he was on her albums.
Trigvi was just there.
Yeah, yeah.
Overseas. So,
what I'm telling you is that any Taylor Swift fan knows Bon Iver.
Uh-huh.
Right?
There you go.
And so, I mean, get out of the way, right? Get out of the way politically.
See, this is why we like talking to John Nichols, because he's a real dude and he gets it. Talk about for a second, and yes, Senator Baldwin, who I think I said this on the air a couple days ago, best campaigner in Wisconsin, maybe one of the top five in the entire country right now.
She has never lost an election since 1986. Yeah, she has
going
run
back to county board,
mm-hmm. city council, yep. state legislature. She is Congress, Senate. She has often challenged more prominent people in primaries. She's taken on tough open primaries, won them. And so the bottom line is that there is no better campaigner. She is not all flash, right? No. She is actually stands something, which is spend enough time there and talk to people and hear what they need and then go represent that. You can win rural areas. I always remind people in 2012, Tammy Baldwin won more counties in Wisconsin than Barack Obama.
Wow.
And that was, she won a majority of counties in 12.
And that's where having Tim Walz on the ticket, somebody who's done kind of the same thing and is solidly 50 years.
Trigvi, it sounds like we're losing them a little bit, but the three of them at the table: John Nichols, reporter for The Nation magazine, Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, and Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, talking about the campaigner that is currently taking the stage at this event in Eau Claire, Wisconsin today, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Going to be going up against, in all likely cases, Eric Hovde come November. We've got a primary coming up in the next 6 days here. We are currently in the early vote window. So if you have not yet made a plan to be a voter, you can be a voter in this election between now and August 13th. You can check your voter registration and find out all the resources you need to know what you need to be a voter over at civicmedia.us/vote. But Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, as they were just discussing there, the bona fides that Senator Baldwin brings to areas where we have seen Democratic candidates falter in recent years, and see the growing divide between our the rural areas of Wisconsin. Can you talk a little bit about what the table was just discussing there at the event, Senator Baldwin, and possibly what effect vice presidential nominee, I guess we could say the pick,
right?
The VP pick for the Democratic ticket, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, may have an effect on states like here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, starting with Tammy, I mean, you know, it starts with she's just a really nice person at the end of the day. But beyond that, you know, from a retail campaign standpoint, really, she and Wisconsin has a history of some really good retail campaigners, William Proxmire back in the day, right? Tommy Thompson. Tammy Baldwin is that kind of campaigner. I mean, she is out working, talking to people, you know, and back where I'm from in Western Wisconsin, my hometown, everybody remembers that Tammy Baldwin was in town and happened to stop by. I don't know what she was doing, but she ended up stopping by and saying hi to a bunch of people in kind of the main bar in town. And
she knew where to go.
Remember that.
Yeah. She knew where to go, where the people were.
Exactly. And she knew where the people who were going to talk to other people and say, you know what? She's all right. She might be a Democrat. I might be more Republican, but I'm voting for her. And, you know, as far as what does Tim Walz bring, I think from a Wisconsin standpoint, they have to recognize, you know, that there's a bunch of counties, St. Croix, Pierce, Polk, along the Western River that are in the Minnesota media market. You have a lot of bleed over in places like La Crosse and down the river. And, you know, I've been saying this for a long time. The race for president in Wisconsin and statewide races, when they're closed, get decided in Western Wisconsin along the river. And Tim Walz helps along the river.
And we're going to find out. And that's, I think, a big reason why the second event, the duo are going out into the public as announced as a presidential and vice presidential ticket. Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz visiting in western Wisconsin this afternoon. We're going to be bringing you live special coverage. Todd Alba on location. Trygve Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joining us here for the Todd Alba Show on this Wednesday, August 7th. You're listening to the Todd Alba Show across the Civic Media Network. We're going to continue the coverage live on location with Mr. Alba, Mr. Pat Kreitlow, and more when we return.